Hallelujah. Father, we come to see the awesome things that you are doing. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are opening our eyes and causing us to be insightful to see, oh God, that which has been done, that which has been done, and that which is to be done. We recognize, oh God, that which has been done, that which has been done, and that which will be done has already been done. And Lord, oh God, that we are just stepping into those particular spots. So we ask, oh God, for a speedification. And Lord, oh God, that you grant us supernatural speed to experience more and more of the awesomeness of the things that you've already done, past, present, and future, for all times are now to you. So, Lord, oh God, bring us into a now experience. A now experience, oh God, that causes us, oh God, not to wonder what is going to happen, but to know what has already happened. And in the boldness of faith, declare boldly, fervently, without contradiction, God has done it already. We give you praise for that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to see you all here tonight. This evening was normally an evening just for our leaders to come together to pray and to study the Word of God together. But this is a special gathering. It happens to be the first of this month, the first day of crossing. We've crossed into the second half of the year. And it's the number 7, the number of completion. And in a sense, the number 7 is a number for rest. Because on the 7th day, God rested. And so we celebrate this particular day in God. I know it's a day for, well, celebrating our nation, Canada, and there's much to celebrate by faith. But it's usually a day that we spend at home, you know, barbecuing, as I'm sure some are doing, and doing other interesting things, fireworks. But I understand there isn't going to be any fireworks this year or something like that because of whatever. And in a sense, I wasn't too sure what to do, whether to cancel this evening. But the more I considered it, the more I had a pushback. A pushback from the Lord. You need to pray for Canada today. And your presence here is sacrificial, because there are other things you could be doing this evening. And God is going to accept our sacrifice to pray for our nation. Because if we don't pray for this nation, we will have serious issues. The pandemic that we just went through is proof of what kind of issues we might go through. I told us a few years back, maybe 4 or 5 years back. No, yeah, 3 or 4 years back. I told us that after the Trump presidency in the States, that there was going to be persecution of the church. I kept on saying it. The church is going to be persecuted. And during the pandemic, we saw it. We saw churches being locked down and all kinds of crazy stuff in the name of a pandemic. The pushback was horrendous. That was just a tester. And we need to wave off the agenda of the enemy and speak healing for our land. The Word of God says to us in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, it says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, he says, then I'm going to hear from heaven. So we have a promise that God will hear us. And he says, and I'll forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. So we have a mandate to pray. But God says, if my people pray, I will hear. It's a commitment from God. And the Word of God tells us in 1 John 5 that when we pray according to His will, we know that He hears us. So we know God is going to hear us when we pray tonight. Not only will He hear us, He will do according to that which we've requested of Him. Tonight we're going to pray some serious prayers. Some prayers we're going to pray tonight are going to be very heavy-handed. Because there are times when Goliath has to go. Because if Goliath doesn't go, he will keep on threatening you. And there are times certain things have to change. I remember years ago when there was a push by the government. We had a liberal government at the time that was coming against the church to the extent that they were beginning to tell us what we could preach or not preach. Now, that is still the case, because today there are certain things that you cannot preach because it's been codified in the system that if you say certain things that you can be sued. That doesn't scare me one bit. Not that I want to be sued. But it doesn't matter. Truth has to be proclaimed. Praise the Lord. I'm not looking at anybody when I make that statement. But what had happened was the Lord spoke to me and said, I want to address the nation. And I said, somebody coming? No. Where are you going to address the nation from? Here? This church? Yeah. Nobody's coming? No. Who's going to be speaking? I am going to be speaking through you. What are we going to be talking about? Silence. I came, I sat at our normal spot, and I tell you, As I stand before the Lord, I had no clue what I was going to say while I was walking. And I got behind the pulpit. As soon as I hit this spot and opened my mouth, there was a fulfillment of the word of God. Open your mouth and I'll fill it. And I spoke about the gold or God standard. Address all kinds of issues. I thought that was the end of it. But the Lord then said, send this to all the MPs and all the MLAs. I said, I don't have the money for that. So I didn't ask you for the money. Go here. Showed me where to go. I went, told them what I was doing. And the company printed everything I needed in DVD and in CD. And I sent it off. I went back to thank them for free. For free. I went back to thank them for helping me. And they were not there. The company was not there. I still have this stuff. God downloaded the company something to print what I needed printed. I sent it out. Now and then I drive to that airport area because that's where the company was. And I'm looking for the company. How did a company that was so well-to-do, had so many staff members, all of a sudden not exist? We serve an awesome God. I sent it and sent a letter with it. Told the Prime Minister then, if you don't change, you're going to be fired twice in one day. He didn't believe me because he was riding high on the polls and kept on riding high on the polls until 2-3 weeks to the time of the election, a scandal hit and it plummeted down and we had a different government. A conservative government replaced him and he resigned the same day from being the leader of his party. He got fired twice in one day. At the same time, we had the mayor in this city, Glenn Murray, who was messing with this city. He was popular. Every time we try to get rid of him, the Lord says, leave him alone, until one day. And tonight we're going to pray about that one day. Until one day, God says, get rid of him now. I said, get rid of who? Glenn Murray, get rid of Glenn Murray right now. I said, what did he do? God, who has been telling me, leave the guy alone, now is upset. Get rid of him. I'm saying, what did the guy do? He pointed me to the bridge downtown by the Fox. You know that bridge there? With the post. The Lord said, that man built that bridge with that post, and that post in his mind means F you, God. He says, get rid of him now. I said, hallelujah, I came back to church. You guys remember? Let's pray. Let's get rid of him. So we got rid of him. He resigned. He went to fight to get a seat with that same Liberal Party. Went with, what's the name of the guy? It's Charleswood area Stephen something, who's quadriplegic. Remember him? Is he still alive? Is he still around? He goes to contest with this quadriplegic. The only thing that works with the guy is his head. He can still think. He thinks, this is an easy seat. I'm going to go there. I'm going to defeat the guy. And the guy, the quadriplegic, cleaned his slate. He was fired. God said, fire him. We fired him. Today, we are going to fire some people. Hallelujah. Because they are no good for this country. They have their own agenda, and they are against the body of Christ, and they got to go. Praise God. This land must be healed. Codified in our anthem, I think there are about four verses, but in one of the verses, a good segment of our anthem, the poem that became our national anthem, is related to Scripture and to God. So, we're going to do something, you know, and one of the verses is Psalm 72 and verse 8, where it talks about God's dominion from sea to sea. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river unto the ends of the earth. This nation is strategically placed to impact the world, and it must fulfill its destiny. Amen? So we're going to pray about the destiny of this nation, that the destiny of Canada will be fulfilled. God's purpose for this nation that He carved out will be fulfilled. Amen? Hallelujah. He shall have dominion. God shall have dominion. In the dominion of Canada, God will have His dominion. But before we begin to pray, let us sing our anthem together, our national anthem. It's going to be put on the screen for us to see. We don't have a worship here to help us. I just asked for the lyrics, thinking that Sister Lindsay is going to be here, but she is at another prayer meeting that is taking place right now for Canada. But let us try our best to sing it. Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true, not strong and free. Oh, far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. We're going to stand on guard for our nation today. I think the fourth stanzas were the words from sea to sea is included. Tonight, let us do what the Word of God says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If you can raise that verse again, 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14, where the Word of God says, I like that. Put the Canada flag and impose the scripture on it. Are you able to do that? It's a little bit busy, but it's still good. Thank God for that. If my people, now God is not going to say if anymore because his people, you and I are his people, and we are called by his name. Hallelujah. We are called by the name of God. And we are going to humble ourselves because we recognize that we cannot save this nation. The forces that are in place are too strong for us to deal with. But we serve a God who's greater than the greatest, more powerful than the powerful, wiser than the wisest. God is going to hear us tonight because we humble ourselves, and our humility is acknowledging the fact that we trust God to do something with our nation, to do something with our leaders. The Word of God says we should pray for kings, we should pray for all people, we should pray for our nation, and we're going to pray. And we're going to seek God's face. In the seeking of God's face, we are going to be declaring, God, show us what we need to do as it relates to this nation. What messages do we need to preach that will impact the nation and impact the lives of people? And we will turn from our wicked ways. We're going to ask God to help us turn from our wicked ways. So begin now to pray. Ask God to heal this land because his promise is he will hear from heaven and he will forgive our sins and heal our land. Pray, God, hear us. Forgive the sin of this land. Heal our land. Father, we trust you. We cry out to you today. We ask, O God, for justice. And we ask, O God, for judgment on injustice. Lord, O God, in Jesus' name, we cry out to you, O God, in the spirit of humility. We cry out, O God, to you. We ask, O God, that you will speak, O God, to the hearts of men in this nation. And Lord, O God, that you will touch this nation, O God, supernaturally, from sea to sea, from river to river. Lord, O God, touch this nation. O God who sits in the north. Lord, O God, you and you alone are true. You are the true north. And Lord, O God, you reign over this nation. You have dominion over this nation. Father, your word says, O God, that the leaves of the tree, O God, in your kingdom shall bring healing to the nations. Our nation has a leaf right there in the center of it. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that the healing of grace, oh God, will heal this land. And Lord, oh God, will heal the nations of the earth. We ask, oh God, that this nation of Canada will take its rightful place in the seat of nations because your grace sufficient is turning lives around. Lord, oh God, let the agenda of Satan against this nation be destroyed this day. Father, reveal yourself, oh God, in this dominion of Canada. Reveal your power. Reveal your awesomeness. Reveal your greatness. Break and shatter the strongholds of wickedness. Lord, oh God, the roots of wickedness that have been in this land. Father, in the name of Jesus, let it be uprooted now. Oh God, the injustice, oh God, that took place in this land, the bloodshed in this land, Lord, oh God, the enslavement in this land, Father, in the name of Jesus, uproot it. Let the pain, oh God, of the indigenous people of this land, oh God, be removed, oh God. Let the pain, oh God, be removed. The wicked workings of darkness, oh God. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. We cry out, oh God, for healing for our land. We cry out, oh God, for healing of the people of this land. Father, we thank you, Father, for your grace that is sufficient. We pray, oh God, for the indigents, oh God, of this land today. They were stripped. They were deceived. They were abused. All kinds of things happened. We present were not there when it happened. But we cry out, oh God, for the fathers, for the sins of the fathers, the sins of their ancestors. We cry out, oh God, for healing in this land, for the healing of your people. And every nation that has come, oh God, into this land, all the peoples of the nations of the earth that have come into this land, some, oh God, have come with their idols, they've come with their occultic practices, they've come, oh God, with their wicked ways and mindsets. Lord, oh God, this day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break the head of the satanic forces that have invaded our land spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, whatever ways, oh God, Satan has invaded this land. Father, this day we declare judgment on every activity of darkness. We say, Satan, you and your cohorts, you do not have dominion in this land. You do not have a place here. Get out in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the authority of your everlasting word, we declare, God, that your sovereign reign will reign over all people, every nation. Lord, we have come and we have, oh God, adopted this land as our land. We've come from the north, from the east, from the west, and from the south. We've come, oh God, from Europe. We've come, oh God, from Africa. We've come, oh God, from South America and Central America. Some have even come from next door, North America. We've come, oh God, from the islands of the sea, from the Caribbean lands. We've come from East and Western Europe. We've come, oh God, from the subcontinent of India. We've come, oh God, from Asia. We are Chinese. We are Filipinos. We're Japanese. We are the people of the world. And we have found ourselves, oh God, in this nation. We are Arabs. We are Africans. We are Ukrainians and Poles. We are Scots and we are Irish, we are French. And Lord, oh God, We cry out to you, Father God, heal our land. Forgive us. Forgive, 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 forgive in your mercies, forgive in your loving kindness, forgive. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask, O God, for forgiveness, and we ask, O God, for healing of this land. We ask, O God, that men and women's eyes will be open to the reality, O God, that there are no other gods but you. You alone are God. Everything else is an idol made by the hands of men. We ask, O God, that mercy trump over judgment, and that your mercy will touch us all, that we will be healed, land and its people, and that there will be a rebirth of patriotism, of love for nation. Father, in the name of Jesus, that we'll love our nation again and seek its well-being. That we might have peace in our land. God, keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on God. For thee, O Canada, we stand on God for thee. Wabushandele bato sekete bakaya. Pray in tongues. Those of you online, pray in tongues. Those of you here, pray in your spiritual language. Kiarabu Shantadabaka. Reba daba shekete maraba shekete barikiatosi. Ide bo shekete rebra santolibakaye. Ho ho remadabashikata tabashiketeri kishutepa. There is nothing, O God, that you cannot do. You can heal this land. You can touch the people. You can revive, O God, the peoples, O God, that you have brought from the nations to this land. A new thing can happen here. Lord, O God, not only for us, but Lord, O God, having healed us, that we, O God, will be empowered to bring healing to the nations of the earth. O Father, let your glory fill the earth as the waters cover the sea, from sea to sea to sea, from rivers and lakes. God, do a new thing. Heal this nation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of the things that the Word of God says is that we need to turn from our wicked ways. As a nation, Part of wickedness is the disenfranchisement of the people in this land. Racism needs to be addressed. You may be seated. Racism in Canada is not as blatant as it is in many other parts of the world. It does exist. There are times that racist attitudes are sugar-coated or covered up. But the heart of man is wicked, desperately wicked. Who can understand it? I've had people come into this church through the years that were outright racist. But they came to the church to prove to themselves that they were not racist. But racist attitudes were in there. And when we talk about racism, I'm not talking about whites against blacks. I'm talking about blacks against whites also. It goes all around. It happens with prejudice, prejudgments, expectations, or lack of apathy. When you don't expect something important from somebody, you're already demonstrating certain levels of prejudgment. We are all susceptible to it. You might not think so, but one way or the other, you fall into it. We do it with cultural attitudes. That's them. That's how they act. It's judgment. I remember many years ago, I'll talk about myself. I had a certain group of people that were teachers up north. And they talked about the students up north, how the chiefs and whoever else will come against them because they felt that they were being too hard on the kids. The kids didn't want to learn, and they want to fail them. You cannot fail these kids, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And the proceeding said, these same kids that can't read, can't this, can't that, they push them through high school, and then they want them to go into university. And I came to the conclusion, well, if this is happening like that, how are they going to be any decent in their educational prowess? So the first time I saw a doctor, a native indigenous doctor, I wondered, is this guy for real? And the Lord said, you racist. I said, what? I said, you're making judgments. And I repented. I said, where did that thing come from? He said, it's because of what you were listening to. You said making prejudgments. You've become prejudiced. by what you were looking at. And it dawned on me. If I had that, then I'm not expecting the best out of this group of people. That's racism. Judgment. Grouping a whole group of people and thinking that they are like this or like that. Do you know why they are like that? Or why this person is like this or that person is like that? You don't know. God has not called us to be critical and judgmental. He's called us to bring healing to people. And part of the turning away from wickedness is turning away from our prejudgment of people. There are certain people that will never step into this church because it's a black pastor. And there are certain people that will not step into this church because, oh, there are white people in that congregation. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. It's just the way it is. And God needs to heal every one of us because we all bleed red. We all feel pain. We are all God's creation. Nobody's better than the other. And we must expect the best from each one and force each person to be their best. When we don't push each other to be the best, we have wickedness in our hearts. It's just it. You may like that statement. Or you may not like it. It doesn't matter. It's just the truth. So we're going to pray, God, heal us of our prejudicial racial tendencies and cause our lives to be a testimony so that every life fulfills its divine purpose and destiny without me being in the way. Oh, those people in the North End, nothing happens in the North End. It's a lie. How many times have I seen people come, step into this building, and come inside here and said, what? What? This is amazing. This is beautiful. In the North End. I say, there you go. There you go. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Yes, Jesus came out of Nazareth. So let us pray for our healing, every one of us. I use me as an example so that you can also set yourself and say, God, heal me if there's any prejudgments or prejudice or racist attitudes in me. Heal me. Because it's a very funny chameleon. Racism takes all kinds of colors. Pray. Father, we ask, oh God, for healing of our hearts as your people from every attitude of racism and prejudgment. We ask, oh God, by the authority of your word, that you heal this nation of this spirit that causes us, oh God, to be divided, segmented, one from the other, judging people, judging groups of people, ethnicities, based on their color, based on their looks, based on their religion, based on whatever else. Lord, oh God, let that stronghold be destroyed now, that we'll begin to see your people created in your image and likeness and loving people, period. For God so loved the world, not just some people, but all the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. Father, in the name of Jesus, let that love, oh God, break through. And let, oh God, prejudice and racial tendencies, oh God, that separate, oh God, be crushed and be eradicated from all of our hearts, the hearts of Canadians everywhere. The Lord, oh God, that will see beyond our color and see that we are men and women created in the image and likeness of God. Whites and blacks and yellows and reds coming together, worshiping in spirit and in truth. The nations worshiping you. People from all tribes and tongues worshiping the only true God. Make us, O God, that church, that congregation, Lord, O God, that worships, and we sing, O God, a new song. And Lord, O God, we embrace, O God, each other's culture and grow together because your loving kindness and your tender mercies have established us in righteousness and in truth. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Oh, you're seated already. That's good. All right. Now, the next thing we want to pray for is for the leaders in our land. Leaders from fathers and mothers in the home, to the teachers, to the principals, the superintendents, to the police, doctors, hospitals, the health system, the political system, the legislative assembly, parliament, workers in different departments of government, those who are senators, those who are members of parliament, those who are members of the legislative assembly, MLAs and MPs, people in the judicial system, people who are writing laws, people who are planning and projecting ideas. We're going to pray for them because the laws of a nation many times are generated by people who have diabolical agendas. And they push those agendas. Leaders are called to lead. They're not called to be assimilated to the system. They're called, God put leaders to be ministers, his ministers. Therefore, they are supposed to follow the directives of God rather than the flimsy systems of wicked hearts. Since I came to this nation or came into North America, I've seen all kinds of laws, and they're getting crazier by the moment. The last few years have been worse. I remember about 6 or 7 years ago, I came and I said, I am white, and I dare anybody to tell me that I'm not. I believe I'm white. That's my belief. And I said at that time, people are going to start acting crazy and claiming to be whatever. You guys remember me talking about this stuff? Just before I left home this evening, I saw on a newscast some girl talking about, I'm a bird. I am a bird and I have no gender. That's where we live. And guess what? Some politician is going to say, well, you are a bird. Do you know where this craziness is taking us to? It's taking us into a state of lawlessness. Because somebody is going to do something horrendous and dare you put them in jail. What right do you have to put me in jail? You don't have any right to put me in jail. This is my truth. What makes your truth bigger than my truth? It's the law. What law? Who put it? You? What makes you that important? More important than me? You're going to see it. It's coming. It's coming. But we've got to wave that off of this nation by praying for our leaders to stand for righteousness, to stand for truth. Truth is not fluid. You don't wake up tomorrow and then it's a different truth. This is not just happening here. It's happening all around the world. Mama was telling me yesterday about a lawyer, because this happened in Nigeria. I know we're praying about Canada. It's all related. It's the same devil that's operating all around the world. Same devil. The Supreme Court allowed some girl to dress up in a particular way based on her religion, to go to school dressed in a particular way, which was not the normal way. So this lawyer decided that he was going to show up in court, not dressed in the normal outfit. He had devilish feathers on his hat, had a chalk around his eyes, and dressed, one pant was way up here. And he had all kinds of cowries and stuff, and showed up in court. I dare anybody to tell me that I cannot dress this way. He's right. You have fluid laws that make no sense, and you think you're going to get away with it. We cannot afford to have that foolishness in this nation. So we have to pray for our leaders. Our God will touch their hearts and establish righteousness in this nation. Amen? Purity. Because day by day, it's like some people just sit down there and they go to parliament and they come up with the craziest policies and they push it in the secret. They want to do something with the roads, infrastructure, whatever. And they will put another law that has nothing to do with that. And they just squeeze it in. You know, there's 10,000 pages. And they squeeze it in. And they vote on it. And now it's law. You know, one day somebody's going, don't stop for red lights anymore. Just drive. It's your right to drive. It's the law. No, we cannot afford that foolishness. So we're going to pray right now. God, touch our leaders. From fathers in the home to the prime minister and everybody in between, if they have anything to do with any kind of leadership role, touch every one of them. We don't want craziness in our nation. Heal this land. Pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, O God, that you are the healer of your people. So we pray for our leaders. You've mandated us to pray for leaders so that we can live a peaceable life that we want. So we ask, O God, this day for your intervention. A Lord, O God, that you will deal with leaders just like you dealt with Nebuchadnezzar. Lord, O God, deal with our leaders. Let them know that they are but men, and they cannot just come up with crazy ideas, Lord, O God, just to satisfy their platforms and whatever else they are following. But Lord, O God, that their calling is to be ministers of God. And Lord, O God, that they will seek to do the right thing, that which is pleasing to you. And Lord, O God, that they will reject every mandate of darkness. Father, O God, let our leaders have a spine to stand up for righteousness. And Lord, O God, not be whimsical, O God, in what they do. Let our judicial system, O God, be clean. Let our educational system be clean. Lord, O God, all this fluid nonsense that's happening around the world, we ask, O God, for your intervention. We know, God, that the ways of man is wicked, but we are crying out to you, God, this day, as your representatives. We are crying out, O God, to you to touch men and women, Lord, O God, and bring healing to our nation. Bring healing to this nation. Touch Canada. This is her day. This is Canada Day. And Lord, O God, as Canadians, we're crying out to you, heal this land. Change this land. Transform this land. Touch its leadership. O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we trust you for the miraculous. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in Canada as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. The next prayer I would like us to pray is found in the book of Ezra, chapter 7 and verse 26. Ezra 7:26. Well, contextually, this is the king, Artaxerxes, has given permission and funded Ezra and the people that were going back into the land to rebuild the land, to bring restoration and healing to the land. And in the decree of the king, this statement was made: and whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily. Let judgment be executed speedily upon him. That judgment, whether it be unto death or to banishment, or to the confiscation of goods, or to imprisonment. We're going to pray this prayer because one of the things the Lord told us this year, and we've just stepped into the first day of the second half, is that it's a year of harvest. We're going to declare that judgment be exacted speedily. whether that judgment be by death or banishment or confiscation of goods or imprisonment. Whoever is going to stand in the way of God and God's divine mandate for this dominion of Canada, anyone that hates the plans of God and will stand against the purposes of God for this nation to disenfranchise the people of this land, to keep them subjugated and cause them to live in poverty, in shame, and in defeat, create an atmosphere where evil is promoted, and God removes every single one of them. Amen? Every single one of them. Jesus Christ, our Lord, died for us all. And the devil does not have the right to destroy lives. And whoever it is that is in the devil's camp, judgment. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anyone that's going to stand against the gospel, take them out. Anyone that will want to shut our voice down, take them out. Let them harvest the judgment of God. Let them be harvested by the judgment of God. And speedily, quickly. Praise the Lord. That the fear of God strikes deep into the heart of men. I saw it. I was ministering one day here months back, and I saw it. It was an open vision. I saw these guys gathered together celebrating that their wicked actions were taking root. No. I don't care who it is. They must be cut down. There are people that are fully demonized. They're devil worshippers. They've sold their soul to Satan, to alien spirits that are sitting in seats of governance. We serve God. This world belongs to God. It does not belong to the devil. Amen? We're going to pray judgment speedified. Hallelujah. Pray. 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 Heavenly Father, we leave no room for the devil and his cohorts. We stand on guard by the authority of your word for this nation. And we ask, O God, that there be a speedification, an act, O God, speedily of judgment according to your word in the book of Ezra, chapter 7 and verse 26. We say, O God, execute your judgment speedily. Whoever is going to stand in your way must now be removed by death, by banishment, by confiscation of goods, or imprisonment. Whoever is in the devil's camp must receive judgment speedily now by the authority of your word. Let your fear, O God, strike right through the hearts
of man, that, Lord, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they will know that there is one God who reigns supreme over all, and that there is one name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, born of the Virgin Mary, who died and rose again from the dead, ascended into the heavens, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. In his name, by his name, through his name, we declare judgment now. Judgment now. Judgment now. Judgment now. Oh God, by the authority of your everlasting word, judgment. Let fear strike into the hearts of leaders who have positioned themselves to be practitioners of evil. God, take every single one of them down now and replace them in the name of Jesus with righteous men. Men, O God, that will seek your heart. Men, O God, that will see laws reversed. In the name of Jesus, laws reverse that have confiscated the strength and the presence of your glory in the lives of men. Father, in Jesus' name, let laws be reversed. In Jesus' mighty name, attitudes reversed. In the mighty name of Jesus, mindsets reversed. Lord, O God, touch our members of parliament, our members of the legislative assembly, oh God, the Bureau of Education and the pillar of education and the social systems, oh God, the health system, every system, Father, in our land, we ask, oh God, that you will do a work of scrubbing. Get rid of people, oh God, that should not be there. Men and women that are not willing to repent, who have sold their souls to the enemy. We ask, oh God, that every single one of them begins to drop off right now. Hit them with everything that they need to be hit. Expose them. In the mighty name of Jesus, let scandal hit them, that they drop off. Whatever you need to do, God, my Father, you are the God who declares in 1 John 5 and verse 14, that you hear us. Hear us now. We pray for this nation. We pray for Canada. We cry out, O God, to you for Canada. Touch this nation. Touch this nation. Canada must be saved. Canada must be saved. Canada must be saved. Canada must be saved. The people of this land must be saved. Father, save, 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 deliver, set free, make whole in Jesus' mighty name. Save our marriages. Save your people. Protect, O God, the forces, our police force, our military, those that have been assigned to protect. Lord, O God, cause them to move judicially, properly, decently, honorably, respectfully. Let them be able to do their jobs. We pray this for this nation, Canada. All that we pray today, we pray for Canada. But we also pray for our neighbors, who celebrate their special day on the 4th. And indeed, I've already started celebrating it. We ask, O God, that you heal these nations. And Lord, O God, that you, through our nations, touch the rest of the world. Remove leaders that do not belong. Take them out. 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 Enemies of the cross, take out. Remove them. Sideline them. We decree this so done by the proclamation of your word in Ezra 7 and verse 26. Let it now be unto us, this nation, according to thy word. We pray for the salvation of everyone. But if there be anyone, O God, that have made up their minds to resist your purpose, take them out. We leave, O God, the intensity of how they are taken out to you. But give us this nation. Give us Canada. Give us the men and women of this land. They that have come into this land, may they see and behold the salvation of the Lord and join in worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Give us our portion of souls that we will present to you. We receive them all in the thousands and in the millions. Thank you, Lord, for your word says, O God, ask of me, of the nations, the Gentiles, in Psalm chapter 2. And Lord, O God, today we ask for this world and the salvation of your people everywhere. In Jesus' name we decree it so done. Thank you, Father. Our confidence is in you. That when we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. We believe that we've prayed according to your will, and therefore we know that you have heard us. Give us the hidden for our inheritance and the utmost parts of the earth for our possession. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Final prayer. Let's pray for the service that we're going to be having in just a few days on Sunday. God be with us, and that God give us his utmost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for the powerful service on Sunday. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the powerful Sunday service we're going to have. We know that you are here already. And we thank you, Lord, for your promise to us. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you have brought us, O God, through every month this year. And you've given us a word for every month. And Lord, O God, may we behold the manifestation of your miraculous in this household of faith. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the powerful move of your spirit in our midst, as you bring us together under your lordship,
Your word says, O God, that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Father, be in our midst when we come. And Lord, your word says, O God, that you are a spirit, and where your spirit is, there is liberty. So we declare in Jesus' name, liberty, freedom for all of your people. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the wonderful privilege of enjoying your presence, your power, and your authority. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Well, before we leave tonight, let us hear the word of the Lord. It's the first day of the month. Let us have the declaration of the Lord for this month. Those of you that are here this morning will be the first to participate in this. So, let's hear it. Hallelujah. Let's say together, July is my month of overflow. Amen. May God flood your life with his goodness. May his peace garrison your heart. May you know good success in everything that you do for his glory and for his honor. And may the overflowing love and kindness of God cause you to flourish on every side. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree it so done. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the goodness of God. See you on Sunday. Oh, well, by the way, it's time to give. Give to the Lord. Come on. Oh, yeah, it's overflow. Praise the Lord. Let's honor God with our giving. May the Lord bless our giving. If you've not done so, this is your time to do so. Those of you that are online, seize this opportunity to honor God with your giving. You can do it through the website. Or you can do it through e-transfer, donation at gloryandpeace.com. You can send it by mail, 1296 Main Street. Whichever way God leads you to do it, just do it. Be blessed and be highly favored. See you on Sunday. Good night. Bye-bye.